Cheryl, S-H-E-R-Y-L, Glenn, G-L-E-N-N. This patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today, period. This will be shared with the hospice medical director, period. Patient is, this includes the benefit period of 8-3-2025, ending in 10-1-2025, period. This is a 67-year-old woman who's currently on hospice with history of endometrial cancer. She also suffers from hypertension, diabetes, constipation, pressure ulcer stage 2. She's had lost a tremendous amount of weight in the past 6 months, but is doing okay with her weight and appetite. She's had numerous abscesses on her neck and other skin areas, which is stable at this time, along with the opportunistic candidiasis infection, which appears to be stable at this time. Patient's PPS is at 30%, which is now declined from 40%. Patient is ADL dependent. She has contractures of the lower extremity, total bedbound, and, of course, bowel and bladder incontinent, period. She's now eating about 25% of her meals. And her MAC is down to 27 centimeters from 29 centimeters, period. She states she's not in pain. Her blood pressure is 120 over 60, pulse is 88, respiration is 20, O2 side 94% on room air, period. The yeast infections and the abscesses that were mentioned above are stable at this time. Patient appears somewhat more confused and somewhat more depressed. She was just moved to a new facility, she's trying to get used to the her environment and the new caretakers, she tells me, period. Let's see. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. Let me see if there's anything else I need to add. Please, 1 second. Put in the patient's pain appears to be stable. Review of the records indicates that her MAC has dropped from 29 to 28 and to 27 at this time. Those are the only things that I wanted to say. Let me see. I just put down the patient did have a stage 3 cubitus ulcer, which is showing improvement at this time. Patient is at a high risk for developing more pressure ulcers at this time. Thank you.